Call him, motherfucker. I'm right fucking here. Warren, what happened?
Away from him.
I'm getting it. Go get gun.
Back off.
You're in an alley with a fucking shotgun, you piece of shit. I'm gonna kill you.
I doubt it.
First of all, if you're gonna show this video to the cops, you might as well stop yelling.
Oh no! I don't give a fuck! I will fucking kill you!
You're a bitch, and I'm gonna kill you too.
Fuck you, you little faggot! Guys, you wanted my kids to go, bitch! Fuck you, faggot!
Fuck you, cocksucker!
Come on! Shoot me! You're dead. Point it. Point it.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm Luigi, the American branch of the Pole News Network. Welcome, we're going to have a great show today. What are we going to talk about first? First, we're going to talk about Laser-Anon. Then, we're going to talk about white trash behavior. Then, we're going to talk about Hogwarts Legacy. And then, for the finale, we will talk about Adult Swim cutting ties with Justin Roiland following domestic abuse charges. That will be the finale of the day. It's going to be a wonderful, fantastic show today. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. Let's get started, shall we? First McPhersterson. What are the political implications of the feds getting Laser-Anon now? I would go into depth in these threads. I just don't want the FBI to knock down my door, so I'm not gonna. Laser-Anon is missing. Laser-Anon is missing. Here's some threads about Laser-Anon and him being missing. I will not go into them. Here is Laser-Anon's channel, whose name was changed recently and who has had all his videos deleted. Strange. Strange. But I will not touch this with a 10-foot pole. Sorry. Please don't come after me, Glowies. Please. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. I'm not like Laser-Anon. I'm for peace and tranquility and justice for with peace and words. No violence. Not even violence with light. Light can cause violence, apparently. Whatever. Next, actual thread time. White trash behavior. Picture is teenage white trash girl with older male, who's like twice her height, missing a front tooth, looks like trailer trash, looks like redneck, like five chains for his wallet. She has cigarettes, of course, while she's pregnant, of course. Has the marijuana shirt, has the Pepsi, because she's poor. And what else would she drink? Coke? And the iPhone. Yeah, fuck, and make sure she has an iPhone. Gotta have an iPhone. That's the hippie hoppy thing. I got the expensive phone, so I'm not white trash. Are iPhones white trash now? iPhones are pretty shitty. When white trash has white iPhones, your product is pretty shit, right? And then skull pants, you know, for a critical UK thinker. 7 months pregnant with a pack of cigarettes in her hand. Yeah, she probably drinks booze too while she's at home. Many such cases at my job. Many such cases of pregnant women drinking alcohol. Be like, Lou, don't sell it to them. Who gives a fuck, man? If they don't get it from me, you think they ain't gonna get it somewhere else? I'm the middleman, man. It's between her and God, okay? That's between her and God. I just sell the fucking alcohol, man.
Goodness is between them and God. It's my job to arrange the meeting.
Just sell the fucking alcohol. If they're legal to buy it, I sell it. That's what I do. It's her body, her choice. Right? Right? Or wait, does the baby get a vote in this? Kick her, baby. Fuck you, mommy. Stop drinking. Brit Bong says, at least he's not black. Brit Bong has a point. Not a nigger. Not a nigger. You should have said nigger, Brit Bong. Are you a newly converted 4chan? Are you tourist? We have many such cases recently. Welcome. You could just say nigger here. Please tell me someone said nigger. Rednecks are the niggers of the whites is as close as we got to getting this guy to say nigger, I guess. Whatever. You got to tell this guy to say nigger. What? Why is no one calling this guy out? What the fuck? Who are the... Get on the ball, old faggots. What are you doing? Wake up. Wake the fuck up and janitize this board. It's America says, Green Tex Pepsi, not Coca-Cola. Absolutely disgusting. Really, though, really. What plebeian drinks Pepsi over Coke? What the fuck? This Latvianon says Pepsi is more popular than Coke here because in Soviet Union, Pepsi was top drink instead of Coke. You must like shit. I don't know what to tell you. You must like crap. Coke is good and delicious and the best tasting drink ever. So bad for you. It's probably destroys you as you drink it. Smerica says this is a demoralization thread. Yeah. Yeah. Smerica says don't really have a problem with this white underclass, best underclass. I mean, really, what are you comparing it to? If you put, like, the lowest of the low niggers next to the lowest of the low white trashiest whites, what's going to come out on top? You have niggers murdering each other. And then you're going to have, like, white trash people with a shotgun protecting their land on the other side. Just people with their trailer trash area with junk everywhere versus literal niggers selling drugs on the street corner. I mean, the two different levels of degeneracy, you know? You got uneducated versus... propagandized. It's great. This guy said rednecks don't equal white trash. Yeah, you could have pretty intelligent rednecks that talk really stupid. You know, I mean, you don't judge a book by its cover, man. Don't judge a book by its fucking cover. Some of the nicest people I ever met were rednecks, and some of the smartest people I ever met were rednecks. You know, they could. Some of the stupidest people I ever met were rednecks. That's how it goes. This American says would smash. Suck the stale cigarette taste out of her mouth, jumpstart her breastfeeding capabilities, violently jab that swelling womb. Yes. That American wants to make some white babies. How old are you? Are you a very horny child? Are you in your 20s and you're very horny? Yeah. Many such cases. Yeah, men younger, I don't know, man. Puberty is pretty gnarly as a male child. And this thread has moved to Bant. Why are all my first threads moved to Bant? The fuck, Jannies? Are these all the new Jannies? Are we doing janitor apps anymore? Nope, janitor apps are done. This is because of the new fucking Jannies. They're like, ah, my power. I have power. This guy up top did say my nigger hate thread got deleted. Why is this white trash thread not getting deleted? Well, it did. It got moved. Whatever, Jannies suck. Fuck Jannies. Next thread. Penultimate thread. Hogwarts Legacy. Pick related, Hogwarts Legacy has been top seller on Steam and it isn't even out yet. The alphabet mob is probably seething. What does Poe think they'll do to retaliate? Picture is Hogwarts Legacy number one. Which I like to see, kind of, I guess. It's WB. Woo! Big corporation getting lots of money. Yay! Let's show it to the man by buying the game. Yeah, I get it. But also, like, look what's right below it. Forspoken. How is that number two? It's $70. That game is shit. I haven't even played it. I know it's shit. I know it is shit. Fucking woman, nigger, male lead. It is not Clementine. What's going on? That should be Clementine killing zombies, not a, I don't know, nigger doing parkour. Fuck off. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. I don't know. Shooting people, shooting stuff. Fuck, another shooter. Wow. Fucking 18 to 25 year olds are gonna gobble that shit up. Lost Ark, free to play. Bless, bless. Blessed Korea. Dead Space, the remake. $60 $60 for a 7 year old game, guys. Tonight, I'm gonna play Dead Space, guys, tonight. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Go subscribe. I'm gonna shill it right now. Sorry. Open mind. I love you. I'm going to shill it. Just Google PNN Luigi YouTube. It'll be the very first result. PNN Luigi YouTube. It will be the first result. I try to hide it from the trannies, so I'm not going to post it here. Just Google it. You'll find it. PNN Luigi YouTube. Subscribe. I will live stream it, and you don't really have to, actually. I'll just upload it to BitChute later, so you can just wait for that, I guess. But it'll be low quality. Yeah. You watch on Odyssey, too, and it'll be high quality on Odyssey. Thank you, Odyssey. And Rumble, where who knows what it'll be. Maybe it'll be deleted. Who knows? Who cares? Fuck Dead Space, man. The animations for the new game look so bad. The graphics look bad. Everything about it looks bad. Bad, bad, bad. They took it and they turned it into an open world game. It already kind of is a little itty bitty bit. You could go off the path, but I don't know. Weird. Gonna play the original. It's gonna be awesome. Love that game. They'll ruin it. They already did ruin it. I saw it. The new models suck, dude. They made Isaac into a ginger. Why'd they make Isaac into a ginger? You know they're just going to turn him into a nigger later. Because the gingers always end up turning into niggers. That's just how it is. But they turned Isaac into a fucking ginger. So weird. Such weird design choices. Strange. The original already was diverse and stuff. Oh, weird. There's like posters in the original where it's like all white people and they change it so it's just like black people and shit in it. Ooh, wow. So powerful. Dumb. So dumb. Maybe Lou will find a way to play it without giving them money. And then a bunch of games I don't give a fuck about. Who cares? Then we got video games are for trannies and man children. And he posts this faggot tranny posting all of his favorite games. Let's see. What is he like? Undernight and Birth, a fighting game. I like fighting games. There's a lot of trannies in the fighting community. Makes sense. Pathologic. I played that a little bit. It's like a story game, kind of visual novel, kind of horror game, kind of. Played it for like 5 minutes and stopped. Endwalker, Final Fantasy. Sure, that's cool. Final Fantasy is a good MMO, I guess. People are losing interest, though. It's, you know, gotta kick it up, dude. Kick it up. Final Fantasy is actually incredibly based, guys. It's incredibly right wing, and they talk against immigration and race mixing and stuff. It's actually insanely based Japanese morals and ideology. It's really cool, actually. So the fact this tranny has it on here, weird. Okay, you're encouraging trannies to learn right-wing ideals? Okay, sure. Super Smash Brothers Melee. Ugh, oof, oof. That whole scene is dumb as shit and faggy as shit and no items, only the final stage, only 1v1. Dude, you're taking a battle royale item-based brawler with percentage health bars and you're turning it into like a competitive game. It's so weird. So strange. Weird tier lists and shit, and then someone figures out how to make a really low tier character good, like Ice Climbers, by doing the weird grab trick loop. And everyone's like, ban it, ban it, ban it. It's like the only thing that makes that character good. Fuck, these people are so stupid. Worst community, Super Smash Brothers. Fallout New Vegas, that's the typical V meme. This is like the V meme game. Everyone posts this fucking game. It's a good game. But it's a Fallout that was not made by the Fallout people that's better than normal Fallout. It's kind of a meme that the Fallout people can't even make their own game well. What's it called? What's their fucking name? Bethesda. How'd I forget that? God, I have brain farts randomly. Bethesda. We got Lobotomy Corporation. Fuck Lobotomy Corporation. I hate that game. That is the tranniest game that belongs on this list. That game is so tranny. So fucking tranny. Dumb. We got this, I don't know. I can't even read the fucking name. Can't even read the name. Something Black Label, some Animu game. Who knows? Don't care. Never played it. Don't give a shit. It's probably like a isometric RPG pixel game. Very niche. Or they like to think so, even though there's like a bazillion of them. But it's super niche. This is a super niche game, but there's a million of them. That's the opposite of niche, you fucking retards. Then we got Disco Elysium, the Final Cut. Guys. Disco Elysium. The game is actually really good. It's a choose your own adventure, clicky game kind of thing. And it's a mystery. It's like a detective game kind of. It's really cool. Okay. But you need to go into it with the mindset that the developers are communists and have literal pictures of Stalin on their wall And while you can do right-wing things in the game punishes you every single fucking time for doing it. And it has leftist mentality and values, and the entire world of the game is a socialist hellscape. It's it's something, man. It's something. There's niggers in it. The greatest part of the story, guys, the greatest part of the story is that the communist owners of the game, that are complete assholes and Reddit faggots and communists with Stalin on their wall, literally got this game hoisted out from under them and stolen from them from within their own company. They got ousted out of their own company, kind of like Mike Z in Skullgirls, you know, the whole Mike Z story. But here they were actually retards and just lost it for being stupid. Really funny story. So it's like, even though everyone loves this game and the IP and stuff, they got it stolen from them and they will never make another game. Sorry, faggot fucking. You know, the perfect end for socialists. Get their thing taken from them. Forcibly. It's sweet justice, really. But it's a decent game. It's good. It's, you know, it's art. I mean, leftist art, but it's good art. Kingsfield, The Ancient City, never played it, don't care, probably good. Undertale, never played it, kind of want to play it. Too faggy though, too many people like it, and I kind of know the twist already a little bit, so I don't know. You don't have to kill any of the animals or whatever, and sport twist your monster or something, I don't know. Transgenderism messages or something. We got Neon White, it looks like Bleach with guns or something. Animu Bleach with guns and a little bit of furry thrown in. Never played it. We got, it's like Shin Tensei. It's the Japanese game. It's the visual novel RPG, go to school games. It's from those people. The Persona game people. Whatever. I've never played it. A lot of people really like it. Fury, spelled with an I, with a nigger on the cover. Of course, niggers can't spell. Don't care. Silent Hill 3, kind of based. Good game. Japanese. So, of course, it's on here. Hearts of Iron 4. What? On the tranny, essential trans core, Hearts of Iron 4. Okay. Why? So you can beat Germany or something? Like, what? So you can go socialist America for communism? Like, what? Okay. Strange flex. Whatever. At least you're learning about history, I guess. Got Half-Life 1. Okay. Bloodborne. I love Bloodborne. I love the thematic of it. Never really beat after the first boss. I like Dark Souls better. Also, it's only on PlayStation, so I don't know. Put on PC. I'll finish it. We got Legend of Zelda. The open world one on Switch. Okay, cool. A lot of people like it. It's kind of empty world, but sure. Europa Universalis, or however the fuck you say it. I'm not even going to try. I don't care. Hate that game. It's dumb. Go play Hearts of Iron 4 or Stellaris. Much better. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Fuck you. Go suck a dick. Were you alive in the 90s? Why are you a tranny? What the fuck? Kingdom Hearts 1. I loved this game. I loved that game. I loved fighting Sephiroth. I loved it. People don't even know what it was like to be able to fight Sephiroth in a game for the first... Like, Square Enix was notorious for not releasing Final Fantasies, guys. Final Fantasy VIIs. So to have Sephiroth in a game other than that pixelated pieces of shit, it was nice. Whatever the fuck this is called. It's a tranny game. It's a tranny game about gender identity. Subtly. Got Stalker, the Russian game. You support Russia? You support Russia, not Ukraine? This is out of date. We got Heroes 3 of Might and Magic, I guess. Final Fantasy 7. Is this like a trap list to trick trannies into looking at these games? Maybe. Night in the Woods, never played that. I actually heard that was kind of nice. I should play that. Titanfall, Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid 2 is so good. Metal Gear Solid 2 is my favorite Metal Gear Solid, and that's a blasphemy to a lot of people. But man, I like Big Shell. I like playing as Raiden for 75% of the game. I'm sorry. It's a blasphemy because you're not Snake. Everyone hates it because you don't play as Snake the whole game. Oh well. Raiden's okay. Raiden's cool. Raiden? Whatever the fuck his name was. He had a sword or something. That game was so good. Dude, Kojima's a fucking genius. Kojima's a literal mastermind with video game design. That dude knows what he's doing, really. He's an artist. He plays the games he's making. He actually plays the games he's making. He's like an actual developer that sits down, plays the game he's making, and says, okay, this is not right. This is not right. This is not right. No one, I mean, it's so simple. He plays the game he's making. I know it sounds so crazy, but something so simple. It's like he understands how coding works. He understands how they can change things. He understands cinematography, and he actually plays his own game. It's crazy, I know. But that's why the man's a genius. We got Alpha Protocol, the espionage RPG. If you've never played Alpha Protocol, that's a good game, but the voice acting is so bad. The voice acting is so bad, but there's so many cool mechanics in that game. There's like, you can really affect the ending. You get to pick different classes. It's like an RPG. It's like an RPG shooter. It's weird, man. It's really buggy too, but I don't know. It's like a 7 really, but that game tries so many new things, and you can it actually has a branching story kind of. It's neat. There's a tranny girl in the first mission. You can shoot her in the face. That's so great. But the voice acting's horrible. Okay, too much time on that. This dude says the Soy remake of Dead Space is also a top seller. Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrifying. It's fucking horrifying to me. Why? Why? Just go play the original. The original is so good. I'll play it tonight. It's so good. I'll play it all night tonight. It'll be so great. It'll be so fucking amazing. Hope I get my computer working. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm gonna play that tonight. It's gonna be amazing. Incredible. Need to hurry up and finish this show so I can go play it. Yeah, fuck that. We're gonna do the last thing. I'm gonna go play Dead Space tonight. I'm jonesing for that game. Here we go. Rick Bros. Adult Swim. And this is an actual tweet, guys. This is a legit tweet from Cartoon Network, Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. Adult Swim has ended its association with Justin Roiland, the Jew. Rick and Morty will continue. The talented and dedicated crew are hard at work in Season 7. Oh, by the way, they're going to revoice Rick and Morty. Both of them. Are you fucking kidding me? Adult Swim cuts ties... Picture is. Adult Swim cuts ties with Justin Roiland following domestic abuse charges. Rick and Morty is set to continue with Roiland's voice roles to be recast. Holy... Guys! So, the first seasons of Rick and Morty are based now, right? Right. Right. They're not... Finally. The first seasons of Rick and Morty are based again, right? I could post them as intros and shit now, right? It's okay now again, right? Rick and Morty's cool again, right? I mean, the new seasons with bad voices would be just shit, but... I mean, old seasons with real Rick will be OP as fuck now, right? First Post American says, you should be allowed to beat a woman once or twice. I think we should institute it. Every guy gets one. And if you're rich and famous enough, you get two policy. Some bitches are just too fucking mouthy. Dude, Will Smith got slapped Chris Rock or Chris Evans. I don't even know what the fuck is it. The nigger. He hit the other nigger on the face with a slap. A really bitch slap. He didn't get any jail time. You know what's funny? Will Smith got up and physically assaulted that guy, that other nigger, and got no jail time. That child that went up on the stage and talked about the Jews, they arrested that kid. The kid that talked about the Bill Clintons and the rabbi got arrested. But Will Smith going up and slapping someone, totally fine. Assault, fine. Words, arrest. What the fuck? Clown world. Clown world. Clown world. Justin Roiland. Yeah, it's the alcohol did it, guys. It's alcohol. It's the liquid Jew. I know 100% it's the liquid Jew. He gets really drunk on Rick and Morty. That's what makes it so fucking funny, guys, is when he... if you watch the outtakes for the first seasons, he would literally go into the voice room and get blackout pitch drunk and do the show. Pitch drunk. That's why he would burp so much in the first seasons. He was literally in the voice recording room drunk as shit. I don't think they do that anymore. I think they got all, big, so they couldn't do all the cool stuff anymore. And I think that's why he doesn't burp as much anymore, because he used to burp so much in the old seasons that he was just drinking in that soundstage constantly. This American says, he was charged with this shit years ago. They're just dropping him now that it has some attention. Adult Swim are a bunch of fags. You should all know this after what they did to MDE, the million dollar I think that's the $1 million extreme, you know, to Sam Hyde. $1 million extreme, yes. Whatever the fuck it's called. Microsoft's new AI can simulate anyone's voice with 3 seconds of audio. Wow, that's nice. That'll be great for future political campaigns. Ooh, that'll be great. I'm sure the FBI will love that bit of technology that they already have. I still stand believe that that one speech that Trump did when all that shit was going on with January 6th and stuff, where he was in a bunker or something and he was like standing there, and I don't know. I am so convinced that that was a deep fake video. Oh my god, maybe I can find it. I fucking found it. I can't believe I found it, but I found it. This one. Oh god, I'm so convinced this was a fucking deep fake video. When this came out, guys, I was so fucking on the schizo train. This was a fucking deep fake video. It just looked so deep fakey. It's the stuff he was saying were so deep. I was so I still kind of am convinced that the FBI, the deep state, the military released this video and was like, dude, we could fucking kill you right now and keep running the country. So shut the fuck up, Trump, and do what we say. You know, that kind of thing. Like, we don't even need you to make a speech, Trump. We can make a speech for you kind of thing. I don't know. That's very schizo-y, though. I have no proof to back any of this up, and Trump has not said anything about it, so. It did seem very deep fakey, though.
Microsoft can't even make an operating system that works without glitches and crashes. Bill Gates can't even keep his daughter from dating a nigger. I mean, seriously. Morty, are you seeing this shit? The Pajits that run Microsoft can't even keep from having to go out on the street and shit.
That was a good Rick. Dude, Rick's dropped some Jew bombs in some episodes. He's talked about the Jews a couple times. This America Says Reddit. Dan will fix the show. Dan Harmon? Dan Harmon is the only person that made that show funny was Justin Roiland. He was literally the linchpin of that show. All the good comedy is him. Like when Rick is just randomly murdering his clones and shit, that's all Justin Roiland. All the dirty humor, the crazy fucked up humor, it's all Justin Roiland. Without him, the show is heartless and empty. This America Says good riddance to him and Andrew Callahan. Fuck leftists. I guess, dude, but I don't know. This Anon says Green Tech simulated sex on infant. This is fine. Green Tech slapping a woman. Oh my god, fire this asshole. I know, society's standards are so fucking skewed right now, aren't they? So fucking skewed. Oh my god. The woman said he touched her. The woman said he touched her. Oh my gosh, Walmart Anon posts a picture of this giant crate of eggs that's about to tip over and break. Oh, dude, if that's current during the egg crisis, dude, you should just let it fall and break and just add to the chaos. Just open it up. It's not even your fault. In Walmart, Walmart's paying for it. Who gives? Just open the... You're supposed to open the door, Walmart. I'm not. Open the door all the way. Like they taught you. Do what they taught you and open the door and allow the pallet to fall to the ground. Everybody wins. Everybody wins except Walmart. This German says, get accused of crime. Career/life over. I don't like that, faggot, but it shouldn't be like this. I agree, man. I agree. James Gunn survived it. You just have to be as good as James Gunn, where everything you touch is a success. I love all of James Gunn's shit. I love that fucking Lolicon pedophile. I love all of his shit. I love all that pedophile shit. That dude likes to fuck children. At least is attracted to children. This dude says the show stopped being funny years ago anyways, and he posts Jelly Bean. child rape is funny. I told you, pedophilia is funny. Pedophilia is funny. That was one of the best fucking episodes, man. And then when they get back, Morty's all fucking PTSD from the rape. The attempted rape. So great. And for murdering him. Murdering the raper, dude. So great. So I slapped a bitch, Morty. I slapped her so hard it canceled all future Rick and Morty stories from ever occurring, Morty. I finally found the solution to beat my arch nemesis by canceling myself, Morty. Do you understand, Morty? By canceling myself, I've killed the possibilities of any future Rick arch nemesis ever showing up again. Maybe for one or two seasons, Morty. But then at last, there shall be peace forever, Morty. Not a single Rick and Morty adventure until the end of the universe. Until all the atoms decay, Morty. It's over, Morty. It's finally over. That's great. Yeah. I mean, I could do Rick and Morty intros and out exits now again, right? It's cool again, right? Justin Roiland is a beat a bitch, right? We're all cool again. We're all edgy and cool again, right? Edgy and cool again, right? Okay, I guess we'll read a few comments. Just a couple. BitChute. I gotta do Odyssey too. We'll just do a couple. Oh, look. Two down dudes. I wonder who that could have been. You a little mad with the facts, jams, threads? Jesse, get a little mad? Get a little maddy mad? Get a little maddy mad? Sidokin says, I remember when Prototype, Infamous, Crackdown, and Saints Row 3 all came out at the same time. Yeah, I remember Prototype and Infamous coming out right next to each other, and they're both on PlayStation. It was like, which one's better? Which one's better? Fucking Prototype was better, you dumbasses. Couldn't even fly or glide in Infamous, really. I don't know. It wasn't as great. Prototype I liked better. Prototype was so cool, man. Could go, like, go into a military base of all these people and, like, assimilate the commander and then, like, go up to someone and whack them in the... I don't know, you could do so much cool shit in that game. Ender says, first thing tomorrow, I'm going to plug my 360 in and replay Prototype. Dude, do it, man. Do it. I love Prototype. I love that game. Love that fucking game. You do too. You know what it's like, man. I love that game. I don't know if it stacks up really well, because now we have so many superhero games. Like, if you played the new, I don't know, Spider-Man game, and you went back to Prototype, you'd be like, wow, this isn't that good. But it's only because we've come so far. This guy says, Omega Class, Lou, Jesus Christ. Crisis and Dead Space were my favorite video game. I did not like Crisis. You play as a fucking nigger, which doesn't help, but you don't even know that until the end of the game. You play the whole game and then, oh, surprise, you're a nigger. I don't know. I never really liked Crisis. I never really liked Far Cry either, those games. But I love fucking Dead Space, dude. I love that game. And we're going to play it tonight. Omega Class said that he predicted that it was going to be accelerated aging with the mRNA vaccine. I bet you did. Sure. Why not? Rolling and Flying says, let's call it Aged Suddenly. Yeah, that's kind of good. That's pretty good. That's the best suggestion we've got. That's good. Yep. Open Mind says, let's combat a virus that has a 99% survival rate with literal AIDS. What could go wrong? yeah, really, dude. Really. Dude, as soon as I heard that they were using parts of AIDS in the vaccine, I was like, what? What? You tell normies that, they say you're a conspiracy theorist. They literally say you're a conspiracy theorist for facts about the vaccine. So crazy. And then they learn, and then they start coping. They're like, oh, but it's just a piece of the AIDS virus. It's just a piece of it. Just the piece that makes it burrow into your DNA. Just that piece. Only that piece. Daddy's Data Dumper says, Bridget the Midget was a stripper and did shit on the side. Swim gave her $50 for head. I was in the room and it made me feel deviant at best. Little dick dudes love midget hands for obvious reasons. $50 for some midget head. But they're like deformed animals. I was saying on my show, the midgets are deformed animals. At least this girl, like her pituitary gland had radiation applied to it, dude. It's completely different. She's like normal proportions. She's not like a miss. And also, if you had, one of my viewers said, if she got pregnant, she would not be able to have a baby. I think that's false. I think you could get her pregnant and she could have a baby. They would just have to do a C-section. She couldn't give birth to it, but they could C-section the baby out. It would probably live. It would be all like malnourished and shitty, and it'd be a poor choice of parenting to have a child out of a lowly belly. But yeah, to each their own. And if they wanted to have a C-section child, why not? Let them do it. The thing is, has her sexual organs developed to where she can have a child? Like, since the pituitary gland got all fucked up, she might not be able to even have children. Because of her... Not because she can't... I mean, she can't physically have them, but also she can't physically have them. You know what I'm saying? She can't physically make the babies. She can't produce babies. Because she has no ovaries or whatever. I don't know. Sucks for her, but I get what you're saying. They could adopt, you know? They could always adopt. Which is, for them, would be an option. I don't think, people think adoption's always bad, but I don't know, adoption could be good, positive. I know my best friend was adopted. My very best friend ever. was adopted. You know, I think it fucked him up a little bit, but everyone has skeletons in the closet. If you ain't fucked up from one thing, you're gonna be fucked up from another thing, you know? You didn't have a dad, you didn't have a mom, you didn't have parents, you didn't have this, you didn't have that. Grass is always greener. Then you have the person that had everything and they still managed to fuck it all up. So, you know, we make the best with what we all got. That's the show, guys. Thank you for leaving comments. I appreciate it always. Thank you very much. Please like, comment, subscribe. If you have any suggestions or want me to do anything, let me know. I'm going to do Dead Space tonight. Definitely tonight on YouTube. Go subscribe. Pin in Luigi on YouTube, on Google. Love you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Hey, maybe the robot's right. I should have included you in my shit. You can help me if you want.
Wow! Are those all the places Rick Prime could be?
I wish, Morty. It's all the places he is.
Oh, jeez.
Welcome to my darkness. I spent my life hunting this guy, Morty. This is the closest I've ever been to catching Rick Prime. It's impossible. He's an incredibly crafty piece of shit. Hunting him destroyed me, Morty. But now we're gonna do it together. You and me.
Oh,
it's gonna take over your life, Morty. Rick and Morty Season 7. Hunting my nemesis. Maybe trying to stay healthy while doing it. Juggling plates. Not every episode, Morty. It could be all happening in the background. Who knows? You know, no one will except us. It's the most painful shit I've ever had to deal with, and I'm fucking bringing you into it because you asked for it, Morty. You and me, Morty.